From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Today we will be looking at John chapter 5, verses 17 through to 47, in our ongoing study of John's Gospel. I hope you remembered to listen in to last Wednesday's Gospel program with Reverend Peter McIntyre of Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church. It went out for the first time in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you missed it, well, take a note of the time and listen in each Wednesday as Mr. McIntyre brings a message from the Word of God. And do remember our own program tonight at 9 o'clock. I'll be commencing a new Bible study. We will be looking at the significance and the meaning of the high priest's garments as they are described for us in the Old Testament. I know you'll find that interesting, so do join with me at 9 o'clock. Now, just before we turn to John 5, here's a hymn, Thy Life Was Given For Me.
Thy life was given.
We're turning now, please, to the verses 17 through to 47 of John chapter 5. I want to speak on the subject, Christ declares who he is. Following the healing of the man by the pool of Bethesda, the Lord Jesus comes under attack by the leaders of the Jews because he had healed the man on the Jewish Sabbath. We read in verse 16, "Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day." The Savior's first response increases his enemies' anger. "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.' Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." Verses 17 and 18. The Savior's second response fills the rest of this chapter, and in it the Lord touches upon the most solemn of subjects. He speaks of his divine nature and his unity with the Father. Now there is much in these verses that goes beyond our comprehension, for at best our understanding is very limited. But as much as in us lies, we will seek to follow what the Savior has here for us. He would want us to study his words. If he did not, he would not have uttered them. So let's give these words of Christ our best attention. Notice, first of all, the Savior did not deny the charge that the Jews led against him in verse 18. Remember, it says the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. If he had not claimed such a thing, the Lord Jesus would have immediately denied this charge. But he did not deny the charge. Rather, he began to defend his claim to being equal with the Father. He defends his healing of the infirm man by saying that as the Father works on the Sabbath, even so he, the Son, works on the Sabbath. By the Father's governing power, the sun rises each Sabbath morning, the rain falls, the grass grows, and all the other wonders of nature continue on their course in order that life on this planet may continue. The Father does not breach the Sabbath by doing these things. Likewise, the Savior argues, being equal with the Father, he may tend to the welfare of his creatures on the Sabbath day without breaching its sanctity. Thus the Savior declares himself equal with the Father. Again, the Lord Jesus would have men understand the greatness of his person. He is indeed, as Paul states in 1 Timothy chapter 3 in the verse 16, God manifest in the flesh. Never forget that, dear listener. When you take the name of Christ on your lips, you're speaking of God. So speak that name with reverence. The Savior declares his unity with God the Father. Verse 19 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." Though we cannot plumb the full depth of these words, it is clear that Christ here states that in knowledge and will, in operation and power, the Father and the Son are one. Two persons, but one God. We cannot go beyond this in our explanation. Suffice for us to believe and rest upon this truth. After all, there are many things which we cannot understand, and yet we fully accept them and utilize them. Just how many understand the workings of the micro-oven in which they heated some food today, or the workings of the radio by which this program is received? Very few, I would say, and yet their lack of understanding does not require them to reject the existence of the micro-oven or the radio, or declare them to be shams. Likewise, we may not, indeed we cannot, fully understand the glories of the person of Christ, yet believe in him we should, we must. Again, the Saviour declares his power to give life. As the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Verse 21. The giving of life belongs only to God. Man cannot grant it, or prolong it, or restore it when it is taken away. But the Lord Jesus quickeneth, the word means make alive, whom he will. In him is life, and he has the keys of death and hell. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. If we would partake of the life that Christ alone can give, we must come to him. We must believe on him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verse 24. It must be emphasized that eternal life is obtained from Christ by coming to him and believing on his word. Finally, the Saviour asserts his authority to judge the world. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Verse 22. He is the King and Judge of all creation. It is with him that all men will have to do. God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, said Paul in Romans chapter 2 and the verse 16. Put your whole dependence upon the Saviour, for he alone can save your soul from everlasting damnation. Join me tonight again around God's Word at 9 o'clock. The Lord bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.